So talking about the sea,
uh-huh.
It's chowder.
Beautiful segue there, John. I love that, yeah, honestly.
You just thrown together, you know.
I didn't think you'd have scrapped that. there's up in Ballycastle tomorrow, there's the Northern Ireland Chowder Championship. So
Chowder Championship?
At 3 o'clock, yeah. So
is it too late to enter?
It is, John.
But you can opportunity for the people of Ballycastle. We'd be glad.
Well, for the chowder, what I've done is that I fried off some dry cured bacon. And that's a chowder should always have a good, you know, base, a pork base, you know, so either, you know, belly of pork or something like that. So that's the traditional thing. And then what we do is just celery. I like celery in a chowder.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a recipe that I've been actually cooking for probably, well, I don't want to say it now, but 30 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Since you were two.
Since I was two, John. So it's an American recipe because chowder started off probably around Brittany and the south coast of England. You know, it was one of those things you probably made in the boats or used not excess.
Uh-huh.
So that's the thing is that it's and then it travelled over. But it should always have, for me, it should always have bacon and potatoes. So I put the John.
Because it needs to be thick. That's the thing.
It has to be thick. I mean, yeah. It needs to be a good big creamy chowder, and not necessarily heavy, but just needs that nice sort of creaminess. So whenever you can sort of smell that now, mm-hmm. where the celery and the onions take up the bacon, and I have some butter in that as well. So in an ideal world, let that sit for about, cook very gently for about probably about 10 minutes, John, and then flour. Not too much flour, so it's just about a tablespoonful there, and then we'll cook that
as well
out.
As the spuds.
Yes, that'll thicken it. That'll give it a nice creaminess. Then stock.
See, I remember being in America, and I remember there were two kinds of chowder. There were tomato-based chowder and creamy chowder.
That's a Manhattan.
Which one?
The tomato-based one is a Manhattan clam chowder, and that would be like a tomato broth.
Yeah.
I
preferred the creamy one.
The creamy one was more authentic.
Is it Boston or is it?
Yeah,
something?
That's New England. New England. And that's it. And it all came from the excess of oysters from the Indians. You know, when the pilgrims come over, and that's what they started making chowder. So there. Nice and creamy there, and then we'll put our spuds in.
Now those spuds cooked already?
No, they're raw, and then they'll just nice and simmer gently, and then cook that down, John.
So in all of this, keen listeners will have noticed the one thing that hasn't gone into this yet
is
fish.
Because, you see, the thing, like, I use chicken stock there, but you could make a fish stock.
Uh-huh.
But, look, I actually prefer about the chicken stock, but then... What the fish goes in at the end because you want it to kind of, you know, still have that bit. So if you put it in now,
a wee bit meatier.
Yeah, if you put it in now, it's just going to disintegrate. So John, just really that's the base there, and then at the end again, I put in some parsley or chives, and then the fish, and it'll take about 5 minutes, and I put in some leeks.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't, you know, it's whatever you want to put in, it's fine. So that soup's coming up now. And I finished it off with a wee bit of cream, which you don't have to. And actually, in this case, a little bit of cream will go a long way. So, you know, just a squirt of cream. Aye, double cream.
Yeah.
If you're going to do it, John, do it right.
Look away now.
Yeah. And then, right, so this is... And then, like I said, wanted something crunchy, so a wee cracker. So this is just really just flour, butter, rub it together, a bit of sea salt. I've got some dulse in there.
So did you chop up this dulse?
Yeah, chopped it up.
Okay.
So you can sort of see the wee flecks there. Roll it out as thinly as you can, and then just put it onto parchment paper and bake it. It only take about 10 minutes. A wee bit of bacon powder. So this is our chowder.
So they're like the crackers are like wee blinis. They're like wee
mini pita breads. And then just crack.
But they are crispy.
There you are, and that goes over. So that's sort of.
Super de-dipper.
And
lovely.
You don't have to do the crap. I just, you know, I always think when you have a soup, it's nice to have something.
And what fish did you put in it?
A smoked haddock. And I put in the orange one. What would we call it? The brown fish. And
brown
I'm
fish.
Sorry, I know it's not. It's probably not the healthiest thing. I love brown fish
I
because,
brown fish.
Do you know, my mother used to make brown fish and onion sauce, and it was just the best thing in the world.
Brown fish and onion sauce.
Is that brown fish dyed? Or
yeah, it is dyed. Okay, it is dyed. It's smoked in there.
Thank you.
Do you know something? I don't even think it is smoked, Joe. I think it's just dyed.
Yeah, but anyway,
it's gorgeous, isn't it?